Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're very welcome to episode 2 of our County Championship Weekly Podcast, looking back on another weekend of championship action here in Limerick. And a game we brought you full live coverage of on Saturday evening was the meeting of Napiercik and Ahan, a game Napiercik had to win to maintain their interest in this season's championship, and they certainly did so with a bang, with a 223-9 points win in their Group 2 clash. Elsewhere on Friday night, a very entertaining draw played at the LIT Gaelic Grounds. Adair 119, Doon 22 points. So Doon with their first points on the board, and Adair with a point from their opening two games. And it's Patrickswell and Doon who will meet next weekend in the championship. Elsewhere, turning to Group 1 in Section B, Monaleen, South Liberties and Mru Bóthair in this group on Saturday. It was the game between South Liberties and Mru Bóthair. Liberties with their first win of the campaign. South Liberties 321, Mru Bóthair 115. It finished there. Turning to Group 2 in Section B, which is made up of Ballybrown, Garry Splann and Black Rock. And on Saturday, it was a draw between Black Rock and Garry Splann. 17 points to Black Rock. Garry Splann 114, but Ballybrown are the team making the running in this one. Yesterday, Croom and Hospital Herbertstown meeting in the County Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship, and it was Croom 118, Hospital Herbertstown 110 there. To bring you some results from Saturday in the County Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship in Group 1, Brough 218, Drummond at Laca 116 at finished, and Glenrue 120, Knockaney 214. Also on Saturday in the County Premier Intermediate Championship in Group 2, a win for Kildimo Palace Gemery 116 over Catmore's 9 points, and Mungert St Paul's beating Brewery 17 points to 19. While in the County Intermediate Hurling Championship on Saturday, Fiona 318, Turnafalla 213, and yesterday Camalic edging out Effin on a 114 to 113 scoreline. Turning to the County Intermediate Hurling Championship in Group 3, this group made up of Newcastle West, Knockaderry and St Patrick's. On Saturday, Knockaderry with a 15 points to 11 win over St Patrick's. Now turning back to the Bonsecure Hospital County Senior Hurling Championship, and as I said, the standout game of the weekend was that win for Napiercik. That's a game we brought you full live commentary of here on Live 95. And let's hear from our matchday analyst Leo O'Connor, his take on Napiercik's commanding win over Ahan on Saturday.
Different class tonight, and they started the game really, really well. And as William O'Donoghue, Kevin Downs tore into it, and like they didn't have to exert that much pressure on themselves later on in the game. But certainly, their overall strength, just they moved the ball so quick. They didn't engage in the physical activity of it. Just kept moving the ball, kept popping it at various stages. As I said, the attack from the word go, they were moving forward. Conor Boylan won the amount of ball, Kevin Downs won the amount of ball, and they've really, really learned their lesson from what you'd expect them to be from the Camalic defeat last week and moving on. And it, you know, they'll be a major threat come later in the championship again.
Also, let's hear now from the Napiercik manager, Kieran Birmingham.
For us, it was real championship tonight, so we were very mindful of the result. You know, so we had to get it right, and we were very happy with aspects of our game, and we were still head scratching for certain parts of it. But you know, we're happy to be still in the competition. I suppose first and foremost, we had to just accept the result from the round one, and once we were able to do that, and we were able to review what we felt went wrong and where we could improve, And to be fair to the boys, they've been on the road a long time, so they're wise old men in young boots. But you're speaking about the full forward line, it that in itself pays compliment to the boys that hit the ball in. So we're very pleased that we won tonight, and we're just looking forward to training next week again.
That game played on Saturday, one on Friday. As I said, a very entertaining game between Adair and Doon. A game in which the lead changed hands many times, but Adair levelling up matters, 119 to Doon's 22 points. The Doon manager is Tony Ward.
We got halfway through the second half there. I suppose we went four or five points down. I suppose it didn't look good for us, but I'm proud of the boys, the way they fought back. And you know, it's their first championship game. Adair had a game coming in, and that'll always stand to you. But I'm proud of the boys that fought back and probably could have won it near the finish, and maybe could have lost it as well with one or two attacks down there. Our defence was brilliant in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, it was level so many times. I think 10 times they were level on the night, and it's great character to go down to concede the goal and to fight back. And as you said, Adair having the momentum coming into this one, it's your first championship game, so it's something to build on anyway.
That's something to build on. And look at Adair, were fighting for their championship lives tonight. Like if they had lost by a point, they were gone really, technically, you know. So look, they were fighting for their lives. They had the game, and again, as I said, I'm proud of the boys the way they fought and really fought hard. Like our injuries, I suppose, were piling up before this, and not making excuses, but you know, the boys, you know, the character they showed, and especially in the last 15 minutes, I thought was very good.
How have you found their role overall so far?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. They're a great bunch of lads. Like, you know, for a bunch of lads, you know, that probably have never got over the line, they're really eager, and they're training hard, they're working hard, and they're a fierce bunch that's willing to learn, and that's a great thing in any team.
Patrick's well next week. They've had a game already, Tony. You know, you've had a game now. It's do or die.
Yeah, look, we're sure Patrick's well, our champions, like, and what are champions there for, to be knocked, and hopefully we'll get a result against them, and we probably need to get a result against them now and to keep our championship hopes alive. We'll be doing what Adair were doing tonight. We'll be fighting for our championship lives and we'll be giving it everything.
You know where you stand going into it, you know, mathematically, yeah. Win, lose, and there's a scenario where a draw will also do you. So, you know, at least it's in your own hands.
It's in our own hands, like, but we'll be going for the win, and that'll be it. Like, we'll be concentrating on a win and planning for the next 7 days to get a win. You know, going for a draw or something like that won't be in our minds. We won't be even talked about unless we're a pint down with a few minutes to go or something. But, you know, we'll be going for the win, and that'll be it.
Did you get a look at Adair in Patrick Swell's game?
Yeah, I did. We did. Look, it was a great cracking game. High scoring, like, what was it, 226, 26 points. Like, you know, again, a high scoring game again this evening. Like, it's like the pitch is made for forwards, really. Like, it's a beautiful stadium to be playing in. Like, and it's great to be getting the club games in here.
The game between Sir Liberties and Maru Bohr was in the melting pot until Barry Nash stepped up and delivered a hat-trick to make sure it was South Liberties who got the win over Maru Bohr. Let's hear from Liberties manager Cathal O'Neill.
We made hard work of it. I suppose we were in a strong position for most of the game, and then Maru just clawed things back. But just in the last 15 minutes when it was put up to us, we got the scores, we got the couple of goals, and that pulled us through. So we're delighted to get the victory tonight. Yeah, our first one this year, but yeah, we can move on from this now, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned the last 15 minutes, it was maybe 17, 18 minutes on the clock in the second half. You go into the water break, you're level game, Ruhr, after getting maybe 1-1 without reply, and suddenly you get two goals in a minute from Barry Nash, and he helps himself to a third then after that. So, I mean, what a phenomenal finish to the game from you.
Yeah, well, Barry stood up. I suppose he is our county man, along with Brian Ryan, and Barry stood up when the ball went into him. He was able to do the damage when it got inside. Like, he showed his class there, and I suppose that was the winner of the match for us, like, you know, so we're delighted.
Yeah, it's a difficult one in the fact of a group of three. You're not sure will you be out again. There's a strong possibility that you mightn't be, depending on results next week. So how do you look? How do you approach the next couple of weeks with the players? Well, the next week, I suppose, with the players, and where do you sit on that?
Yeah, I suppose just so that they'll enjoy tonight, but they'll be back to training for the next couple of weeks. It all depends on the result next week between Monaleen and Maru. If Maru beat Monaleen, we've a strong chance that we'll go through to the, we'll top the group. Like, so we'll just have to see what happens, but we just need to stay focused, I suppose. If not, if we come second in the group, we'll be going into a county cup. So there's another game there for us anyhow.
Yeah, the championship, I suppose, split there a couple of years ago into the kind of big six, the next six, or whatever you want to phrase it. you last year in that top six, you found it difficult, to say the least. I mean, I know it's very difficult against the Pearsigs, the Dunes, the Patricks out of this world. But how do you get a group to regroup and to focus the mind again when they, you know, when you lose five games in a trot, no matter what level of hurling you're playing at, it must be difficult to get the guys going again.
Yeah, it is. I suppose last year we were found out. We weren't quite at that level, I suppose. But like, we've a good bunch of lads. We've great numbers there since we've come back from the COVID break, and there's great spirit in the camp, like, you know. So you could see it there in the last 15 minutes. We looked up against it. We were playing against the wind. Maru were after coming strong, and we pulled away again. So listen, yeah, it's down to them really, like, the group, and they're the ones that are making a count, like, you know.
Here's Tom Clancy's take on that win.
Absolutely, you did, Trevor. Barry Nash getting three goals after the second water break in this game, but suddenly Barry Nash found himself a full forward due to a slight ankle injury, and he held himself to 3-1 in the final minute to absolutely blow Blue out of the way. And this to the full-time score of South Liberty's 3-21, Maru Bauer 1-15. A dominant last 15 minutes from the South, and a really important 2 points for them, which keeps their championship hope alive, even though they're finished their two group games now, but they're still in the hunt for a top spot in this Section B Group 1 game.
Blackrock, disappointing result for them last weekend, but they have got some points on the board after their game at Gary Spillane.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, Blackrock have played their two games now, and a defeat to Ballybrown last week by 10 points. Again, that really Blackrock didn't show up in until the final quarter, but this week they were at it from the get-go and led for the majority of this game. But unfortunately, their South Limerick rivals Gary Spillane pegged them back, and he finished the full-time scoreline of Blackrock 17 points, Gary Spillane 1-14. A much welcome result for Jimmy Cooley's side. However, they will be reliant on Ballybrown beating beating Gary Spillane if they were to avoid the relegation playoff. If Gary Spillane are beaten by less than 10 points, Blackrock will face the relegation playoff, while a win of 10 or more for Ballybrown over Gary Spillane will save Blackrock's status in the senior championship. But their hopes of, I suppose, an assault on the Daly Cup this year are well and truly extinguished after that draw last night. Last gasp score from Gary Spillane, living the game there in Kilmallock.
Finally, Tom, everyone has made their championship debut so far after the opening two weekends. I suppose, what one was the standout result for you? Who is the standout performer so far for you?
Yeah, you'd have to look no further than last year's county champions, Patrick Swell. Really looked under pressure for large spells against the Dare, but coming away with the victory, that was the very first game of the championship I played on Thursday last week. Aaron Gallan to the fore. Ian Lynch probably not at his full rest, but still humming away nicely in the midfield there for Patrick Swell. A good win over there, and they'll be out again next week, so it'll be interesting to see how they get their second round. But a couple of other good results, particularly the Kilmallock victory last week over the Pearsley. The Pearsley, of course, the championship favourites, but Kilmallock finally getting one over them after nearly 6 years without a win over their city rivals. So they're probably the two standout results, but it'll be interesting to see now with scoring difference and with couple of different permutations next week, what way this will play out in round three, which takes place over next weekend.
Action over the weekend also in the Woodlands House Hotel County Junior A Hurling Championship in Group 1. Wins on Sunday. Castletown Ballygran 18 points, Doon 2-9 it finished, while Ballybrown had a 2-10 to 14 points win over St Kieran's. And Caroline seeing off Garry Spillane 119 to 18. All round two fixtures there. Turning to Group 2 in the County Junior A Hurling Championship. It's made up of Croke Kilfinny, Kiltealy Drumkeen, Mungret St Paul's, Partickswell Skeeton and Old Christians. Result from Saturday, Croke Kilfinny 4-23, Old Christians 3-8. While yesterday, Kiltealy Drumkeen 2-16, Mungret St Paul's 19 points had finished. And a win also for Partickswell in Round 2 there on a 117-28 scoreline in their victory over Skeeton. Turning to Group 3 of the County Junior A Hurling Championship, and this group is made up of Temple Glanton, Killeady, Fianna Kilmeade, Ballybrick and Bohermore, Mullaline and Rathkeel. On Friday night, Temple Glanton had a 124-10 points win over Rathkeel. On Saturday, Killeady 118, Fianna Kilmeade 212. It finished there. Turning now to Group 4 of the County Junior A Hurling Championship, Kirkora Manister, Clahan, Drumcolour, Broadford, Mullaghy, Han and Staker Wallace. On Saturday night, Drum Broadford had a 222-312 win over Mullaghy. Clahan 216, Staker Wallace 210 had finished on Saturday, and yesterday in Fenimore, Kirkora Manister were 24 points to 8 winners over Han. Speaking to several managers ahead of their championship games this weekend, I also spoke to Han selector Sean Madden about what it was like as a new management team to have so much access to county players at this time of the season.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I know every club team that would have county players would probably feel the exact same way. It's probably a novelty, not only for ourselves as a management team, but for the county players themselves. You know, and I know, speaking from an Ahan perspective as regards Dan and Tom Marcy, you couldn't ask for two better clubmen, not to mind countymen. So, you know, they've been hugely enthusiastic the past couple of weeks to be involved in the club setup. You know, they haven't missed a training session. They've, you know, been instrumental, I suppose, in really driving the thing on as well since we came back from lockdown. So it's been fantastic to have them there. You wouldn't normally be in that situation where you would have them for a little bit of time. So, yeah, you know, the other players really respond to having them there as well, I think, you know. And yeah, as I mentioned, great club players. We're just delighted to have them, yeah.
Finally, Sean, what do you make of the current restrictions on the attendances? Around 200 mark we're talking about. So very few spectators, really. I know those are the guidelines and you have to work within them. But other GAA people have spoke about how they'd like to see that expanded, especially if you're talking about the bigger venues like the LIT Gaelic Grounds that could hold far more than 200. What's your own thoughts on it?
It's frustrating, to be honest. I know even my own circumstances with my own family, they very much like to attend the games, and that's probably not a realistic proposition at this stage. You know, I know we have plenty of people in our club who'd never miss a game and are now faced with the possibility of not being able to get a ticket. And, you know, as you mentioned, I can understand in other grounds around the county where it wouldn't be feasible, but you know, you have some big venues, in particular the Gaelic Grounds, and, you know, when you can hold 40, 45,000 people, the fact that you have 200 tickets, including players and management and medical and officials and the rest of it, it doesn't leave much scope for, I suppose, the real diehard club fan. So it's very frustrating. I understand the reasoning behind it, and to an extent I agree, but at the same time, I'd love to see a change in terms of even an atmosphere in a big stadium like the Gaelic Grounds. It would be lovely to have. So yeah, hopefully we'll see changes in the next couple of weeks.
That was a hand selector, Sean Madden, who I spoke to earlier in the week ahead of their game with Napiercik. I also got the views of Maru Boher manager Gary Byrne on the structure of the new championship and also preparing a team during the COVID-19 restrictions that are in place for Gaelic games.
My own personal thing is I think it's an ideal championship the way they've done now. It's, lads, if it was without, if there was no break with COVID and that was the way the championship was, it's ideal. If lads knew this is your championship, this is when you're going to be hurling, lads could organise their lives and all that. So to me, I think it's very good. There's no long break. The break between April and the next match in September, whenever that was or is, that system is very hard to manage. As I said, it's two seasons in one. Whereas now it's 6 weeks, you know, you have to work towards that. You have a month to get ready, and then your championship is done and dusted. And hopefully after two games, you're still in it, hopefully. And that's it's an ideal situation, I think. The no dressing rooms thing, you have to, we're lucky, I suppose, in Maru, and we're close enough to Carfinish, so we can, obviously enough, we can come ready, I suppose, to a degree. The other side of it, then the water breaks and all that sort of stuff, you have to make sure you're ready for that, because a lot of games, obviously enough, some teams are handling them well, some aren't. It breaks up the play, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, we've discussed all this in the last couple of weeks. Lads are happy enough with it. They know the situation. They know what we're going to do on Saturday. So, yeah, we've discussed all that. And but it is a change. And, look, you just have to get used to it. Everybody's in the same boat and that's it. And you just have to get on with it. And that's the way it is.
Gary Byrne, Maru Bohr manager, who I spoke to ahead of their game with Sault Liberties. Now, looking ahead to next week's fixtures on Saturday, the Bonsecours Hospital County Senior Hurling Championship. It's the Group 1 meeting I spoke of earlier in Round 3. Doon taking on Patrick's Well Saturday night at the LIT Gaelic Grounds. Throwing time for that one is 7:30. Also on Saturday, it's Ahan against Kilmallock. That's in Group 2. Ahan trying to bounce back from a heavy defeat to Napiertic, as I said there, while Kilmallock with that very important victory over former champions Napiertic in Round 1. On Sunday, it's the LIT Gaelic Grounds, Monaleen against Maru Bohr. It is a 1 o'clock throw-in time there in Group 1, while in Group 2 on Friday, Ballybrown against Gary Spillane, a 7 o'clock throw-in at the LIT Gaelic Grounds. That game will be bringing you full live commentary of here on Live 95. In the County Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship on Sunday, Kilmallock is the venue. Hospital Herbertstown meets Croom at 7 o'clock. In the County Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship, Group 1, Bruff the venue as Drummond Atlaca take on Knockaney, and Bruff meet Glenroe at 7 o'clock, and the Drummond Atlaca and Knockaney game also has a 7 o'clock throw-in time there. Action on Saturday in the Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship in Group 2, Brewery taking on Kildimo Palace Gemini. It's Mungret St Paul's against Cappamore also in Group 2. Both games underway at 4 o'clock on Saturday. On Sunday in the County Intermediate Hurling Championship, Effin meet Kilmallock at 1 o'clock. Group 2 of the County Intermediate Hurling Championship on Saturday, Hospital Herbertstown will be meeting Granna Ballingarry at 7. There's also a 7 o'clock throw-in time on Saturday for the Group 3 meeting of St Patrick's and Newcastle West. 7 o'clock is the throw-in time on Saturday in Ballybrown in Group 4 of the County Intermediate Hurling Championship as Fiona face Palace Green. Another busy week ahead here on Live 95 Sport in terms of hurling action. And don't forget, we'll be bringing you full live commentary, as I said, on Friday. The Bonsecours Hospital County Senior Hurling Championship meeting. It's the Group 2 clash of Ballybrown against Gary Spillane. And it is LIT Gaelic Grounds, a 7 o'clock throw-in here, live commentary on Live 95. That's it for our County Championship podcast, looking back on last weekend's action and looking ahead to another busy week. We'll talk to you next time.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently, so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.